Good morning and welcome to our daily breakfast chat on the Catechism. Today we are two for two. And what I mean by that is we are at question number two of the Heidelberg, at point number two, or more specifically, second, how I'm redeemed from my sins and misery. Yesterday we asked, how many things are necessary for you to know that in this comfort you may live and die happily? And the first thing was the greatness of my sin and misery. And now that second thing, how I am redeemed from my sins and misery. John 17:3 puts it succinctly, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. How is it that so many believers consider eternal life as that which is futuristic, something that can be enjoyed in the afterlife? In reality, eternal life can be enjoyed on this side of God's kingdom, because eternal life begins with our being in Him, when we abide in Him and He in us. To get there, we need the Spirit to open our eyes, to open our ears and our hearts to the good news that while we were dead in our trespasses, God, through the Son, redeemed us from our sin and misery. Our sins are imputed to Jesus, and His righteousness is imputed to us. We become alive, basking in eternal life. And all because of that blessed work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lived perfectly on this earth, and so fulfilled the law and went to the cross in our place. You are redeemed from your sins and misery because of the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is eternal life. Knowing, believing, and trusting in our true God and Jesus Christ, whom our Father sent.